ain't got no vouchers. We don't need no vouchers. I don't have to show you any stinking vouchers.
The original version of that from Treasure of the Sierra Madre. I know a lot of people think of it as Blazing Saddles, right? Or, you know, isn't that right? But we always like to go back to the original. You know, that's how we do things here. So why would I play that? Well, we'll tell you about that in just a second. We got Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department, Public Information Officer, joining us. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Candy. You know, they say you'll know more if you listen to this station, and I know more because of that, because I was wrong when you asked me that this morning.
Oh, because you thought Blazing Saddles. That's a lot of people do. They definitely do. So the reason I played that clip, only just because it's sort of funny, but obviously we do need badges. We do need cops. But you guys have new badges as of, yesterday, right?
Well, the command staff badges came in last week. The officers' badges began coming in this week. I was handed my new badge yesterday, so that transformation is just about complete.
We've had patches now for, a year about, I think? The new patches have been in. And the new badges, if people haven't seen them, it's the old badge was, you had the five flags, and then you had the kind of color scheme was just the silver and the red and the blue and the white and Pensacola Police Department. The new badge design has basically just the two flags, the Florida flag and the U.S. flag, and then it has a DeLuna symbol in the middle. It's a little bit different than the old one. The only thing I noticed about the new one is I had thought that the new badge was going to be colored in the Florida state flag, that it was going to have the center logo piece was going to be the vibrant colors. But the one that I've seen in the actual one is not like that. It's just silver in the middle. Did I misunderstand that?
No, you didn't. On the rendering that we released several months ago, you're right. The seal on the state of Florida was colored. And this is just a guess on my part because it's so minute. It's so small on the badge that they may not be able to get those colors in those tiny spaces and make it work.
Yeah.
That's the only reason that I can imagine that happened.
No, that's fair. And, I mean, it might be a cost issue. And as you say, it's a very small piece and a fairly intricate logo to reproduce the Florida state flag seal that small with the gold and the green and the white and everything else. And a whole lot simpler to just make it silver. That's a whole lot easier. So those have been rolled out. One of the things I wanted to talk about with you is we've been talking a lot about the skate park. And I know that, you know, the mayor has announced that the plan is something like 10 p.m. But I was curious, do we have any data on calls for service there? Because I think some people have the perception that it's been a really high level of calls for service. Have you compiled any data for that?
Yeah, we have. In the past month when it was open, the calls for service are very low. I believe it's 24. And 14 of those were officer initiated. In other words, they got out at the park and they were walking through. There has been nothing violent there. There's been nothing serious there. There was a disturbance. Officers responded to that disturbance, and the person that was causing the disturbance happened to have a warrant out for him. So there was a disturbance and a warrant arrest at the same time. But there was also one instance of graffiti, and we have identified the person responsible for that. So all in all, it's been a very quiet, peaceful, and nice place to go.
Well, if you take out the officer-initiated walkthroughs of 14 in the month and you take that off of the 24, you have 10 calls for service, which, you know, for a public use park where you have loads and loads of teenagers hanging about and lots of concerned neighbors, that seems pretty light to me. So I'll take that, basically as a win. That's good. You guys made some arrests in connection with the people who were stealing wallets, like out of the frozen food section of people's purses at the grocery store a little while back, right?
Yeah, that's right. They were preying on elderly people, mostly females who left their purse in the shopping cart. They left the purse unzipped, which is very common, unfortunately. But one, the female would keep the lady busy, keep her attention, while the male would go and take the wallet out. And she would have no idea most of the time until she got it to the checkout counter that her wallet was missing. So they were doing this at several places around the state and other parts of the country. They were eventually arrested in St. John's County doing the same thing.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, good to have people arrested. Do you know if they were able to recover any of the property that was taken, or do we have any that kind of level of detail on the arrest?
No, I don't. I don't have that information.
Okay. The other thing is that we got news note that we had an officer who's been injured in a fight with a Gulf Breeze man. Is that right?
Yeah, they went to the park, and Officer Medice and other officers approached this individual, and a fight broke out. And he was kicked in the hand and received a broken hand over during the struggle. But he was eventually taken into custody and hauled off to jail. So the officer is going to be out for a little bit, obviously. And we're hoping to see him back as soon as possible. With broken hands and law enforcement, the doctors have got to make sure that everything is perfect before he goes back to work, especially if it involves the hand that he would use his firearm with.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And it's, to me, it's a reminder. The reason I wanted to bring the story up is because I think sometimes we think about law enforcement officers and, you know, shootings, and we don't think about how every day, potentially, an officer is involved in some kind of a scuffle, you know, some kind of a fight, and people get ligaments and bruises and they get punched, and that, you know, officers become disabled because of the general work that they're doing policing the public, right?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, and when they're hurt, they're not going to go back until they're up to full strength, and that takes time. And then you have manpower issues on the shift sometimes if there's multiple officers injured or sick. And, you know, fortunately during COVID, we had those issues, but we were able to staff those shifts. And we do that today, too. We have officers coming out of the investigations and traffic and administration to go and assist on the street on these shifts when they're short of manpower to make sure that the public doesn't see the difference. The response time is going to stay the same, and they're going to get the same level of quality from the Pensacola Police Department that they're always used to.
A little while back, Governor DeSantis, I can't believe I'm saying it that way now. I did it by accident. I know. Anyway, that is the right way to say it. He had come out with this $5,000 recruiting initiative to hire new police officers, and, you know, he touted it quite a bit at the time. Has PPD seen any help in terms of recruiting? How has the $5,000 interacted with your human resources issues?
Well, I can tell you, under that program, we've hired 25 officers from out of state.
Wow.
With that bonus, and we've lost six of them. They've quit for various reasons, but we're also in the hiring process now of bringing on 14 more that are getting ready to start the field training program. So all in all, so far, so good.
Wow. So the other 14 are from out of state also, or they're new to the field?
I believe that they're from out of state. Now, this, when I got the numbers, I asked the numbers, asked for the numbers of ones that qualified for this $5,000 sign-on bonus. So that's my understanding.
And just because I don't know how this works, when you get a law enforcement officer who comes from, you know, Illinois or California or New York or whatever, I assume you don't have to retrain them, but I also assume there's some level of field training just to make sure that they're operating at the same standards that PPD has and within Florida law, which might be different from their home state law. Is that right?
Well, they have to go through a high liability areas of training at the state level, and then they have to pass the state exam. So officers, and I can speak because I came from Kentucky and had to go through this. We had to go through 4 weeks, sometimes it's 6 weeks of training in the high liability areas. Once you show proficiency there, then you go and take the state exam. And once you have your standards, once you pass that exam, then you're off and running in Florida as a law enforcement officer.
Okay, very good. But I assume it's quite a bit shorter of a time frame from a brand new hire who's not been in law enforcement, has to go through the academy, all of that. That's a fairly shortened time frame.
Yeah, it's about 4 weeks compared to 9+ months.
Oh, yeah.
For one that's inexperienced.
Yeah, it's a lot faster. We'll take it for the $5,000 for sure. So we always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, it's a did you know, and this one involves stars, the names that everyone knows that also at one time or are currently a sworn law enforcement officer. And these names include Theodore Roosevelt, Geraldo Rivera, Shaquille O'Neal, Chuck Norris, Ted Nugent, Dan Aykroyd, Gene Roddenberry, Eric Estrada, Lou Ferrigno, who was at the Pensacola Police Department not too long ago, Stephen Seagal, James Woods, and Eddie Money. And there's one last name that this individual was not sworn, but he has pictures, photographs of him in a uniform. He was an honorary officer in Denver, Colorado, and that was Elvis Presley.
Huh. Wow. I got stuck on Dan Aykroyd. Honestly, that's where my brain stopped processing. What, you know, I can make sense of Eric Estrada and Shaquille O'Neal and Chuck Norris. I think he was born deputized. But I mean, I've seen the Octagon. I know who Lone Wolf McQuaid is. But Dan Aykroyd, I'm like,
Deputized Ghostbuster? Like, okay. All right. But, you know, this is why it's a did you know, because I did not know that. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for PPD. Mike, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for all the good information, and certainly pass along. Every time you see him, please tell him we appreciate what your fellow law enforcement officers do to protect us. I mean, I appreciate it.
I'll do that. Thank you.